Cast, we have a very close call for this afternoon and this evening concerning the possibility of ice. Assuming the temperature can get above freezing to 32 to 36, we'll have rain this afternoon, but if it fails to get that warm, watch for icy conditions, and there will be icy conditions at times tonight because it's going down to 16 and we'll have sleet and freezing rain this evening. Tomorrow, a bit of morning snow, little or no accumulation, otherwise becoming partly sunny, high 27. Friday, times of clouds and sunshine, high near 20. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJF.
Thank you, EA. We've got cloudy conditions throughout southeast Wisconsin right now. It's 28 in Kenosha. I don't have Burlington. Where's Burlington? Right now in Milwaukee, I'm sure it's fairly similar at the municipal airport in Burlington. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is 28 degrees, and at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN 29, with the wind out of the south at 14, gusting up to 24 miles an hour, producing a wind chill index of 18 degrees. The dew point is 23 degrees, the relative humidity 78%, and the barometric pressure, it's falling. I can't take the pressure at 29.85. It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin for Hump Day, Wednesday, January 11th, 2017, the only January 11th, 2017 in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great day. Kicking it off in fine fashion with Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes, on WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying.
Want to give your mind a thrill ride? Fasten your metal seatbelt, then gently turn up your radio from 9 till 2. Glenn Klein will be on WRJN. And chances are, your life will never be the same.
Just got the lowdown from Boz Scaggs on your radio friend. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock, and greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package for a hump day edition of this quality broadcast. Glad to have you along for that thrill ride. And we've got a big program planned for you on this particular Wednesday. Coming up after the great Tom Carco's news, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be visited by Republican State Senator Van Wongaard from the mighty 21st District. We'll be talking to Senator Wongaard, who we really do enjoy. See, regardless of where somebody is on the political spectrum, or in any station of life, if they've got a good sense of humor, you're going to enjoy talking to somebody. And Senator Wongaard certainly does. We'll be talking about the state of the state message that Governor Walker gave yesterday afternoon. He moved the state of the state to the afternoon so that he wouldn't conflict with President Obama's farewell address. Did you see that last night in Chicago? We'll talk about that in a moment. And then, of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, it will be the first press conference since last June of President-elect Trump. We'll have a complete coverage of that, and then we will speak to our speaker, author, and coach, Rick Jones, as we get over the hump with Rick about 10:45 right here on WRJN. At 11 o'clock, it'll be the hour of power, as we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power. We'll have our next installment of the moments and parallels in the history of the country that led to the election of Donald Trump. We are on Bill Clinton right now. It ain't going to be boring. We will be completed with all of our installments of the moments and parallels in the history of the country that led to this moment by Inauguration Day, a week from Friday. Yeah, it's going to really happen. President Trump. Wow. It's just shocking. As President Obama was giving his farewell address before about 14,000 people in his hometown, my hometown, the great city of Chicago, I was struck by, first of all, how long it was. Did a little research this morning. Check this out. He spoke for about an hour. The combined farewell addresses of the previous four presidents, Ronald Wilson Reagan, George H.W. Bush, William Jefferson Clinton, and George W. Bush, were about as long in total as Obama's was yesterday by himself. He just needs to get off the stage. I mean, I know that the fawning press and the progressives in the country and the Democrats, they loved it. Got all choked up and verklempt when he mentioned Michelle, and it was fine. But he is literally going to be about the business of trying to salvage his reputation and his legacy in his post-presidency. I felt bad for him. I really did. To have to do something like that. I mean, Reagan gave his farewell speech behind his desk in the Oval Office. But Obama, he has to have the adulation. And he got it last night. It's amazing. You talk about looking at something through rose-colored glasses. Of course, what is he going to say? What is he going to say that his policies led to the formation of ISIS in Iraq and Syria? What is he going to say that his feckless response to the red line that he drew for Assad gave rise to the reemergence of Russia in the Middle East? Yeah, everybody's up in arms over this Russian hacking, and rightfully so. But they didn't respond until it affected Hillary Clinton's election. When 22 million Americans were hacked by China, what did President Obama do? He didn't do bupkis. But when the Democratic National Committee was hacked, and when Vladimir Putin decided to take the side of Donald Trump in the election and to hurt Hillary Clinton's chance of winning, then we do something about it. And then last night, while President Obama was speaking, this story was released on BuzzFeed and CNN that the Russians have the dirt on the Donald. Both his financial wherewithal, that he's not nearly as wealthy, that they say, and there's some very specific allegations of involvement with prostitutes in Russia. The report says that has them on recording, the prostitutes and the president-elect. Engaged in an act, well, I can't really say specifically on family radio, but it's a, let's just say it's a sexual fetish. You can look it up. There's no confirmation that this is true, though. And yet BuzzFeed and CNN went with it. This morning on MSNBC on Morning Joe, Trump's incoming chief of staff, Wisconsin's own Reince Priebus, responded.
I mean, the BuzzFeed memo is total, complete garbage is what it is. And BuzzFeed themselves said it was garbage. The New York Times wouldn't even print the document because it was unverifiable. This is what this is. There's tens of thousands of retired agents all over the world. You've got some agent somewhere, maybe in the UK, that hangs a shingle and says, pay me a rate. I'm going to do opposition research. He does a memo or she does a memo. This thing circulates for months. It's unsubstantiated. And voila, it shows up. I talked to Michael Cohen. One of the bases of this entire report is that a guy named Michael Cohen, who works for the Trump Organization, went to Prague and had a meeting with Russian agents. He'd never been to Prague in his life. I don't know what it says about the report. In fact, the coach of USC baseball in Southern California said, wait a second, he wasn't in Prague. He was with me in Southern California with his son.
Well,
the guy's never been to Prague.
There are parts of Southern California that look Prague-like.
Right. Right. But wait, on top of it, I said, here's the other thing. And this is serious because, you know, we're really hot about this. I said, okay, Michael, give me your passport. I want to see it. So he gave me the passport. I looked through the passport. I questioned him. He'd never been to Prague. Have you been to Eastern Europe? Have you ever talked to anyone that you thought was a Russian? Have you ever had a conversation? Nothing. It never happened. And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are with a it's not U.S. intelligence document. I was in the room, okay, on Friday. The first I heard of all of this salacious garbage was when someone printed out this document last night.
Now, this has been circulating. That was Reince Priebus responding to this report on BuzzFeed and CNN that Russians have some blackmail-worthy information about our president-elect. This has been being circulated for months. And later on during the conversation with Reince Priebus on MSNBC, Tom Brokaw said they've had the story since last June. And they can't confirm it, so they didn't go with it. And then our president-elect responds, and in a tweet, of course, and wonders, are we living in Nazi Germany? This is how he defends himself. One of the things that I've been taken with over the last week or so is how normal it seems the confirmation process of President-elect Trump's nominees for his cabinet. Yesterday, John Kelly was up, the retired general for the Secretary of Homeland Security. Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, was up for Attorney General. Had protests there, Black Lives Matter protested, handled himself very well. Today, it'll be Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, for Secretary of State. It seems so normal. If you've ever watched these things, I've been watching them forever. I find it fascinating, and I just love the human drama in real time. It seems so civil, so normal. The only thing that doesn't seem normal right now in the transition of power from President Barack Obama is the incoming president.
Driving and texting, not good. Driving and listening to WRJN. Very good.
29 minutes ahead of 10 o'clock on a hump day morning. This is Glenn Klein on your radio. We will be talking with State Senator Van Wongard on the other side of the great Tom Carco's report. But first, let us get over the winter blahs and the holiday hangover together with the beautiful humans at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, shall we?
Winter blahs setting in. Holiday hangover hitting your pocketbook a little hard.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast. It became quite a bit chillier last night, and today will be chilly. We expect the temperature to inch above freezing, but it's going to be a close call. If it fails to do that before rain starts this afternoon, we could have ice instead of just plain rain. High 32 to 36 today. In any case, it does look like it's colder tonight, and the rain changes over to sleet and freezing rain. And the reason it does that is it's warm aloft, so precipitation will come down, melt on the way down. Once that happens, it can only refreeze at the ground. It can't turn back into snow. There could be a little bit of snow tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 16, high tomorrow 27. Friday, partly sunny, high 20. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 28 degrees. We have got to go to Burlington. It's 73 right now. It's more like 27 right now in Burlington. That's the actual temperature. They're getting the dew point, I think, in the wrong category.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, 28, and it's 29 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Where we need to go is Tampa. That's where we need to go.
You can go to Tampa.
You've never been to Florida?
No. I know some people in Florida.
You should take the missus. Well, I'll take you there. I'll show you the hot spots. I was missing Florida a lot yesterday. You know, we put in a long day, a full day, here at your radio friend. And after my shift was over, I was getting ready to go back home to the gingerbread house, get a little lunch, take a little snooze. And I go out to the parking lot here, and the Road Warrior would not start again.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about batteries a while back?
I got a brand new battery when I drove the vehicle up from Tampa. A super duper best state of the art battery.
Which is just over a year ago, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And when I had it towed to the mechanic last time, or actually I drove it because I was able to get it started a couple weeks ago. No problem with the battery, no problem with the starter, no problem with the alternator. There was a draw from the battery that they told me to unplug, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
It had a little trouble starting on the way to the station yesterday, but then it was dead. And it was pouring out yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there, all right, what am I going to do? So Sweet Lou Turner was getting ready to go to lunch. And he was sweet enough, because he is Sweet Lou Turner, to give me a jump out there in the rain. And I'm thinking, Florida would be better right now than this. And so it wouldn't start. So I call a tow company, tell him I'm dead, I need to be towed at the mechanics. Guy shows up just in a regular truck, not a tow truck. And all he had was a mallet. And he's banging on the battery. But he did have a battery tester.
Mm-hmm.
Battery's fine. So I said, where's the tow truck? He said, I didn't know that you needed a tow. I said, that's what I called for. I said, well, what do I do? He said, well, you got to start all over again. So I was like, all right.
That's frustrating.
So I get the tow truck, tow it out there. I just talked to them. They still don't know what's wrong with it. But it won't start. But I do have the deluxe Magnum.media WRJN, your radio friend, love van.
Do they call it the love van?
Well, you remember that song by Sammy Johns.
That's not the question.
Because we love your radio friend.
I see.
Sometimes you just need a little help. Trusted caregivers from Society's Assets. Call 637-9128 or visit societiesassets.org to schedule your free care assessment. Society's Assets. Care for loved ones. Comfort for all. Society's
Assets. State Senator Van Wongard on the other side of WRJN covering sports.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Deb Carson.